A few days ago, a handful of students and professors were looking at vintage snapshots in a departmental photo album. When one of the students spied a photo of a young Bruce Klosser, the student exclaimed, "He's hardly changed at all." In many ways, that statement is true. Bruce is still the generous, friendly, and engaging professor who was hired in the mid-1970s to teach composition. He's still a friend to students and colleagues, and he still invests hundreds of hours in his work with enthusiasm. And even though he will probably disagree, he still appears to be youthful. But Bruce has also changed quite a bit since that 70s photograph captured his likeness. Bruce has matured as a scholar and as a professor. In the 35 years since he accepted the appointment to teach in the Department of English, he has earned the respect and admiration of hundreds of students due to his expertise as a teacher of composition in the classroom and the hours of patient one-on-one conferencing on students' written discourse he spends daily. Over the last several years, Bruce has also taught students in South Korea in our department's offshore TESOL graduate program. As a way to better serve his students there, he is learning to speak and read Korean. He is also active in mentoring students in campus dramatic productions, is the director of the Writing Center in Nethery Hall, and is an active presenter at professional and scholarly conferences. Bruce and his wife Linda have two grown sons, Evan, a medical researcher in New York, and Dylan, a freelance photographer in this area. His dedication to his family, his students, and the Department of English has distinguished him as a much-loved and respected man. Congratulations, Bruce, on 35 years of service at Andrews University.